32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Thanks for joining us once again on 32GI Sports Nutrition. Mark Wolf joining me on the line. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, and we talk all things nutrition. Most commonly, of course, sports nutrition is a hot topic. And one of the product ranges that 32GI have that I personally use almost daily, if not daily at the moment, being a parent, being, you know, working, trying to handle exercising at the same time, is the Endure drink and the Endure tablets. And I find it really does help with concentration, and it picks those energy levels up. And Mark, that's what I wanted to ask you, because people are going out and buying sodas and these things that are full of sugars and supposed energy drinks that are full of sugars, but Endure is not. It's going to not spike you and drop you. It's going to keep you at the level you want to be, at your blood sugar is at a higher level for a while, and before it then, of course, drops, because nothing will keep you going forever. But the Endure drink itself is a great drink to have just during the day, not even necessarily when you're exercising.
Well, I think there's two ways to look at this, Dave, and that's that, I mean, first of all, let me actually just explain what our Endure drink is in order that people do understand, and that is that we actually utilize a unique carbohydrate, which is called the palatinose, and it just breaks down in actually a one-to-one glucose to fructose molecule, and that basically causes a sort of slower release and slower rise in blood sugar levels over a longer period of time. It's not a new carbohydrate. It's been on the market, I think, since the 70s. But it's never really been utilized properly in sports nutrition, because people have always been, like you say, advocating this spike the blood sugar and spike the blood sugar. But you know, with every spike comes a big drop, and that's something that we try to avoid. So I think for somebody that's not performing in an extremely high intensity, that might be slightly active, or that wants the blood sugar stability, Endure does make an absolutely perfect drink. Another thing that I do like about it is that it's non-cariogenic. In other words, the carbohydrate does not cause tooth decay like any normal sugar would. However, if you look at a type of Endure, the carbohydrate, the palatinose, because it is a disaccharide, it actually is classified as a sugar. But sugars come in so many different varieties and forms, so that when people see the word sugar, it's not something that should scare a person away. You know, if you think about it, when I was a kid, I used to eat raw cane sugar. You know, that's raw sugar in its unprocessed, most natural form. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's extremely bad. It's just a more natural form. And I think that's what you need to look at, is that, you know, what kind of sugar it is, how natural it is, and in other words, you know, what the process is. And also, how it's going to impact your blood sugar levels, because you get quite a varying amount of sugars on the market, and each one will impact you slightly differently. Fructose is obviously one of those that's being utilized as a replacement. Why? Because it doesn't have high GI at all. But the problem with fructose is it doesn't provide you any energy either. It actually just drops you off. So there is a legislation, in actual fact, at the moment, and that's if a product has got a certain percentage of fructose in it, you're actually not allowed to label the product as a low GI product, because fructose is just not something that's acceptable for actually stabilizing those blood sugar levels. So it's very interesting. I think when people have been given this big scare about sugar, but they don't actually understand, you know, how different sugars impact the body differently. In the form of Endure, it's very simple. Whatever the serving is, if it's 15 grams or higher, serving of palatinose, it actually releases over around a 2 to 3 hour period. It does stabilize the blood sugar, and obviously if your blood sugar stabilizes, you feel less hungry and you're able to focus a lot better. It's just one of those things. So if you obviously have just a simple sugar drink, which is going to spike you and drop your blood glucose quite quickly, then what will actually happen is that you will feel good, and then you're going to feel bad quite suddenly, and it's not something that you want to give any child or even any adult in any environment, because it just means that they're going to need to consume more and more and more frequently, and that's something that we try to avoid. I do need to state that even though we're talking about Endura as a decent drink to have to stabilize blood sugar, there is nothing that we advocate more than water. And water is obviously the foundation of anything because, I mean, that's just what your body is made up of. So, you know, it really is utilized as a blood sugar stabilizer, and I think it's just a matter of deciding how your day is going to look, whether you need it or not, and obviously you need to try and follow the healthiest route possible. But, you know, over and above water or just a plain hydration drink, which has just got minerals in and no carbohydrates, I would say that Endura is probably the next best option. In other words, taking in a carbohydrate drink is not going to impact you negatively.
Mark, what about when someone's sick, they're starting to feel a bit flat, they might have a flu or a cold coming on? I know a lot of people do then like energy drinks, something that they can just boost their system. Of course, you'd throw some vitamin C in there, but just boost your system a bit extra. Would you recommend that Endura could be something utilized for that as well?
Well, it's interesting you say that, and I tell this to many athletes and many people, that when you're actually feeling the onset of flu symptoms or you're feeling ill, your body does get sugar craving. And those are interesting messages that the brain is receiving. And, you know, you've heard that term starve a flu or starve a cold. And they're not saying starve yourself and don't eat. They're actually saying feed yourself things that aren't going to feed the bad guys. However, taking in carbohydrates, which break down into glucose, do feed the bad guys. And I actually, if I was going to have flu, I wouldn't take that as a drink. If you've got a stomach bug and you're feeling flat from that, then yes, that's definitely an option to rehydrate you and definitely stabilize your blood sugar and keep you feeling energetic. But I think it depends on the illness. And, you know, in the case of flu, I would rather go for a protein sort of fat kind of a diet as opposed to putting any major carbs into the diet, because the body is craving the carbs, but when you feed yourself those carbohydrates and they do break down into glucose, you're actually going to start to feed the bad guys as well. And sometimes that can lead to them strengthening and actually causing the onset of illness for a lot longer than you would actually want to happen.
A very interesting point you've made there. Mark, I touched on a previous podcast as well about children and the product maybe being a good thing for them to use sort of at school during the day, or more importantly, maybe just before they go and do their school sports. Of course, as we said, hydration is very important, just drinking water. But would Endura also be a good thing for kids? And what age would you sort of recommend it from?
Look, I mean, the drink is sort of completely natural in makeup. There's no sweeteners in there. There's no no non-nutritive sweeteners in there. There's no unnatural colors in there. There's no unnatural flavors in there. It's a completely naturally made-up drink. And the carbohydrates are also naturally derived, and they're actually non-genetically modified as well. It's completely vegan. So I would say that any child over the age of 4 could actually consume it. But, again, my take on any kind of a drink like this is that it is a supplement to a healthy diet. So we mentioned water as being a first. But if a child is active and they do need that little bit of a little bit of a push, in other words, from taking in some sort of a supplement, then I'd say, then yes, that's definitely the healthiest way to go. If a child's going to go for a soda or something that's very, very high in sugar, that's even cariogenic, that does cause tooth decay, that does cause blood sugar spiking, that's even quite addictive as well, I would say please rather avoid that. Endura is a brilliant, brilliant drink. It's one of those things that can also be made up and pre-frozen and stored for a while. It doesn't even go off. And from that perspective, for an active child, I'd say it's absolutely fantastic.
Well, Mark, well, thank you very much once again. If you want to find out more about the Endura product range, if you don't know it, I'll put the link up to the 32GI.com website. Also, if you have any questions that you'd like to pose to Mark Wolf and the team at 32GI, all you need to do is email coach@32GI.com. That's it from us today. Do join us again on the 32GI Sports Nutrition Podcast.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.